China has announced the introduction of over a dozen financial reform measures to spur financial support for small businesses and protect investors on the stock market. The central government says improved incentives will be introduced to urge commercial banks to provide financial services to small enterprises more efficiently. Governmental financing guarantee institutions are encouraged to support small businesses and farmers in a bid to share risks and help enterprises to resume work.Efforts will be stepped up to crack down on financial violations. Measures to regulate the registration of initial public offerings of stocks on the China export and further open up the credit rating industry will also be introduced. Official data shows that China's fixed assets investment in the transportation sector reached 300 billion yuan last month, up 20% year-on-year.The volume of commercial passenger traffic reached 570 million in April, returning to 40% of the same period last year. The country's public transport in 36 central cities handled 3 billion passengers last month, recovering to 50% of the same period last year.The presidium of the third session of China's National Legislature held its third meeting Wednesday. The meeting decided to submit a number of documents to lawmakers for deliberation. They include the proposed final versions of a draft civil code and a draft decision of the NPC on establishing and improving the legal system and enforcement for the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region to safeguard national security.A Canadian judge ruled on Wednesday that extradition case against Huawei chief financial officer Meng Wanzhou can proceed. According to the ruling, the case meets the Canadian extradition standard for so-called double criminality, meaning the alleged crime she is accused of by the United States is also considered a crime in Canada.Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Zhao Lijian on Tuesday urged Canada to release Meng and ensure her safe return to China. The spokesperson says the United States and Canada have abused their bilateral extradition treaty and arbitrarily took compulsory measures against a Chinese citizen without cause. He says the incident grossly violates the legitimate rights and interests of the Chinese citizen.A tally by Johns Hopkins University shows the number of COVID-19 deaths in the United States has reached over 100,000. Nearly 1.7 million cases have been reported in the country. New York is the country's worst hit state in the pandemic, with more than 360,000 cases and over 29,000 deaths. New Jersey, Massachusetts, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Illinois have each reported over 5,000 deaths.Boeing has announced worldwide layoffs. The company concluded a voluntary layoff program last month and now has to start involuntary layoffs. CEO Dave Calhoun says more than 6,000 of the company's U.S. team members will be notified this week that they will be affected. The company says it will provide all the support to those impacted by the program, which include severance pay.Dave Calhoun says the company will have to adjust business plans constantly until the global pandemic stops whipsawing the aviation markets. He says it will take years to return to the situation before the COVID-19 outbreak. NASA and SpaceX have postponed their historic launch of two astronauts to space due to unfavorable weather.The manned Crew Dragon spacecraft carried by the SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket was set to blast off on Wednesday afternoon for the International Space Station, but the launch was canceled with 60 minutes to go in the countdown. The next launch opportunity is scheduled on Saturday. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to strongly regulate or shut down social media giants. He made the threat after Twitter fact-checked one of his tweets for the first time. Trump tweeted that Republicans feel social media platforms silence conservative voices. He wrote that they will strongly regulate or close them down before they can allow that to happen.Twitter issued a warning on one of Trump's tweets on Tuesday, cautioning readers that he made an unsubstantiated claim that mail-in ballots will lead to voter fraud.